Last night, I attended a party with former First Lady Michelle Obama, Janet Jackson, Kamala Harris, Ava DuVernay, Joe Biden, J-Lo, Snoop, and Rihanna, to name a few of the VIP attendees. It was 9 hours of old school hip hop fun, and it was so freaking amazing. Club quarantine was just what the doctor ordered, and if you're not following DJ Nice on Instagram, get on that now. His handle is D Nice. This dance party was a much needed break from the constant talk about the coronavirus, quarantines, and people hoarding toilet paper. This experience is part of my temporary new normal, and I thought that today's episode would be a good one to share what does quarantine look like for an entrepreneur who is at the tail end, significant part of debt repayment. And as a person who's working towards specific goals related to being debt-free, meeting the one, being healthy, and spending time with my family, I felt like this was one of those moments that would be interesting to share. In a word, the quarantine life is complicated. So I thought I would share how things are going and how things are for me in my town of Denver, Colorado. This episode will share some silver linings during this time. There are a few thoughts on the vibe that you're bringing, and also free resources and a final question for you. If you're feeling overwhelmed by the coronavirus and talk of a recession, make sure to grab the Coronavirus and Recession Planning Toolkit from Freaked Out to Back in Control, available now. That is a free resource that I've created. If you're needing some help figuring out what to consider, what to prepare for, and how to stockpile without losing your mind, make sure to grab it. Michelle is Money Hungry as an empathetic space in the personal finance verse. I'm here to help you, not shame you. To get to the show notes, go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/a-day-in-the-life-during-quarantine. USA. Again, that is michelleismoneyhungry.com/a-day-in-the-life-during-quarantine-USA. Still, people who are confused about why in the hell we're being told to stay our butts at home. And I'm going to give you the Cliff Notes version. Every day, there are births, regular checkups, daily healthcare related issues that are always happening, as well as end of life services in hospitals. Coronavirus is a new virus being introduced to humans, and we have basically no immunity to it. We need to buy time between now and next year when they've developed a vaccine of sorts to help us develop said immunity. We are working to avoid a spike in infections all at the same time, overwhelming our hospitals that already have other services that they're providing. So at this point in time, what we're doing is called mitigation. Like, we're trying to avoid what's happening in Italy, where everyone got sick at the same time and overwhelmed their hospitals. They are literally having to just let people die. We don't want that to happen in the United States. And if you're not clear about this, just read all of the information coming out of Italy. It's very, very scary. It's very sad. And we don't want that to happen here. That's all I'm going to say. This is not like the flu. This is not like the flu. I don't know how many times people have told you this. It's a respiratory ailment, basically affecting your lungs and the ability to breathe. And if you cannot breathe, you cannot live. Breathing, lungs, breathe, you know, to breathe. So again, this is not like the flu. If you still don't get it, may the odds be forever in your favor. Regardless, we are now being mandated to self-isolate as a way to slow the speed of the infection rate. We are buying time between now and next year. That is literally what we're doing. If you don't understand that, I cannot help you. Weirdly enough, though, my daily life hasn't really changed. I work for myself. I still am waking up at 5 or 6 in the morning. I'm working on my projects. I'm having virtual meetings and being signed on for new projects. By the way, I still shower and get dressed every day like I always do. I'm not one of those work from home people who like lounges in their pajamas all day long, even though today has been somewhat of an exception and I may have begun day drinking more than I normally would. I'm still on the phone with my grandma and my mom. I'm still prioritizing getting outdoors and getting some workouts in. What has changed is the fact that I'm no longer able to go to my favorite co-working spaces. I can no longer linger inside my favorite coffee shops. And the fact that I'm now on emergency focus mode like I was in 2008 and 2009 during the Great Recession. I'm fighting going down the dystopian novel movie rabbit hole mentally and making sure to stay healthy and positive during this time. Colorado restaurants have pickup and delivery service only. Grocery stores are open and they have someone disinfecting the carts and baskets all day long. That is literally their only job, to stand there and disinfect those items as people bring them back in. If you're a cannabis user, again, this is Colorado, you can now do curbside pickup. If you enjoy a nice drink, alcohol is what I'm talking about, that's now available for delivery. It was available already. We have a service called Drizzly, but I think that like curbside and that kind of thing has been accelerated, especially with restaurants. So say, for example, you order a meal from your favorite local restaurant, you can now pick up drinks that you've purchased from that place as well and pick it up curbside. Toilet paper is the new white gold. I walked in the park like I normally do throughout the year, but I was amazed by all the people in large groups at the park. I'm like, that's not how this self-isolating works. Unfortunately, I can see a shelter-in-place order coming soon to Denver if that continues. Like, people are clearly not getting it. My fellow Coloradans are clearly preoccupied, as you would expect. Some are still saying hi, but it's obvious that others are freaked out. Many are buying guns and other people are mobilizing to help others. And so I want to share like the reality of what is happening. Like, people are, some people are losing their shit. And yeah, that's just something to be aware of. What has really fascinated me about this whole experience is how much my own life hasn't really changed at all, and the role that technology plays in my personal situation. I no longer go to the mall. And in fact, I stopped going to the mall about 5 years ago. Like, I just don't go. There's two reasons why I don't go. One is I just lost interest in going to the mall to hang out, to shop. Like, I was paying off debt. The other is I loved saving time with online services. So once I got Amazon Prime and I could get the same kind of stuff delivered, or I could go to express.com and get my clothes delivered, I just didn't see the point of going just endlessly shopping in the store for stuff. Like, it was a time situation. The other thing is my local mall charged us to park inside the parking structure, and Denverites got pissed about this. We're still, like, people who grew up here are still really mad about the fact that they're charging us to park at the mall and refuse to go. Like, they refuse to go to this specific mall because of this. And it makes sense, because malls are struggling. It makes no sense to keep us out. And the mall management, which is not based in Colorado, they're based outside of Colorado, from what I know. They've doubled down on this, and it's hilariously sad to me, because the mall is never full. They've got great stores, actually. They've recently done a great job getting new stores in, but I'm not going into the mall to shop, especially, like, nope. Why am I going? Like, what, why? That's not an experience that I get excited about. Like, an experience I get excited about would be like zip lining or skiing or snowboarding or something that's fun. And just wandering around shopping is boring to me now. So I need more of an adrenaline rush than, you know, spending money I don't have. I'm not saying that it can't be enjoyable getting new things. I actually love receiving new things. I just, as an activity, shopping's bored me now. So I don't do it anymore. I get books via my Kindle Unlimited membership. So, or my library, like, I can get them online. I get my household items that way, typically speaking. So a lot of what I do in the past 5 years has shifted online, and partly just to save time and energy and money. In the summer, I do go to the farmer's market to get food and groceries and that kind of thing. But the colder it is, the more likely it is that I'm going to have it delivered. I have streaming TV. So I have Hulu, CBS, All Access, and Netflix. I do pause the subscriptions throughout the year, depending on what's going on. So I'm not paying that much for that. And on the days that I cannot work out at my studio, I use online workouts or apps. And now that my studio is streaming our classes online in real time, I'm still able to work out with my actual teacher. That happened this past weekend. I regularly meet with people via Zoom conferencing, and I've done that for years. I sell products online and sold products all last week. Don't forget to grab my resource, Do It Ugly, below. I'll have it in the show notes. Do It Ugly is basically the idea that you need to just implement whatever it is you've been thinking about and get it out there in the world and refine it over time with feedback. What products do I sell? I sell ebooks, courses, coaching, freelance writing. I also have a lot of passive stuff that I do at the back end. I'm also rolling out things now. I will also be sharing an episode about, is it a good time to sell products? And the answer would be yes, because if we want to recover from the recession that we're currently in, and let's be clear, we are definitely in a recession, we need to sell products and goods and services and also help people at the same time. When I decided to learn how to work for myself several years ago, it was one of the hardest things I've ever done. It's been so hard. I had to fight self-doubt, squirrel syndrome, other people's opinions, and I was still paying off my debt. In fact, I am paying off the last $6,000 in unsecured debt this year after paying off about $60,000 in debt. I still have student loans, but when I started, I had about, I'd say 30 plus people that I owed money to, like just organization. Like it was just crazy. And now I'm down to the last $6,000. And the fact that we now have a recession is not lost on me. I'm just like, come on. But I'm going to get it done. The process has been much messier than I would have liked, but again, I got it done. What will change for me moving forward? Quite honestly, not much. I focus on the fact that this too shall pass. I'm pitching more, writing books, paying off debt, trying to focus on kindness and giving people grace during this time, and helping others while moving forward. I finally opened again one of my 3 bottles of free champagne that I've collected in the past year. Seriously, like what in the hell was I waiting for? If there's something that I've learned from this experience, is just to stop waiting. Now is the time for love, risk, weight loss, travel, to see your family and friends. Like the biggest regret right now that I have is I didn't visit my grandma in the past year, and I am really upset about it. Really upset. And now I don't want to travel, obviously, and probably won't, because I'm thinking that they're going to close the airways. I won't be able to see my grandma for a while. And it's the biggest mistake I've made. Be mindful of the vibe that you're sending out to the world. Seriously, still upset about grandma. I am seriously taking notes and remembering who you are. Moments like this, moments like these show the best and worst, of people's behavior. The guys who bought 17,000 bottles of Purell will never live that down. Don't be that guy. If you're an online influencer, make sure to check your pre-scheduled tweets, etc. This is not the moment to be tone deaf, because people will remember that, even if you don't intend it to be that way. I'm sharing positive information, funny stories, and helpful tips on my social media feeds. I do have very strong political beliefs that will not change, but posting about them daily, etc., isn't helping the vibe, quote unquote, in the room, if you know what I mean. Don't be that person. We just don't need that right now. We need positive energy. I'm not forgetting what people have done. I'm not that girl. Likewise, I'm remembering what people are doing now. So like that's not going to change, but we have to send positive vibes out there, because this is a very scary time for many, many people. Right now I'm focusing on taking action, staying positive, and focusing on what I can actually control: my actions, my spending, my earnings, my vibes, how I treat other people. That's all I can do. I would like to end this episode with what I miss and what I won't take for granted ever again. This was inspired by Melanie Lockhart from Dear Debt, and she does a mental health podcast as well. I miss hugs. I will never take these for granted again. Hugs. People not being afraid to speak on the street. Like, people always speak on the street here, like, just randomly. And I think right now they're just so preoccupied that I can tell a change in that. The ability to meet up with people when I want and where I want. Events. Freedom of movement. Buying lots of toilet paper without being judged. I'm always that person who has a ton in the house. Like, I'm that girl. And so I remember people would come to my place and be like, oh my God, Michelle, you have like so much food in the house and you have so much, like, why do you have all this stuff? And I was like, why are you judging me? like I like to have extra and it makes me feel good and gives me peace of mind. Well, right now I feel good about it. I miss Rocky Mountain National Park. They've closed it. So it's a national park and they've closed it because they want to make sure that we don't have to use resources saving people up in there if things go wrong. Walking around without worrying that I'm asymptomatic and accidentally infecting someone's meemaw or grandma with the virus. Like, I don't want to be that girl. I don't want to be Typhoid Mary wandering around infecting people. So I am doing my due diligence to stay away from people and to make sure that I'm, disinfecting my house, that kind of thing when I go outside, and just being mindful. Time with my family. My final question is this: what do you need help with? Email me at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com. Again, what do you need help with? I will be creating new episodes, obviously, as things go on. I've still been recording episodes with guests. They're home. they have nothing else to do. And I want to make sure that I am sharing episodes that are top of mind for you. The next episode is all about what to do with the stimulus checks if you receive one. It is not a windfall. Please remember, it is not a windfall. So I want to talk about that as well. I hope you are having a blessed and calm day. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Make sure to like and subscribe. And I do hope that everyone in your family is doing well. Take care and have a good day.